Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. This is Dave Woodward, your host of Funnel Hacker Radio. Today is a special treat for me. I have the opportunity of having Mike Dillard with us. Mike, welcome.
Hey, Dave. Glad to be here. Super excited.
This is one of those things, again, people have no idea as far as how excited I am. As I just made mention to you, my very first entry into online marketing years ago was a telesummit back 2008 or so, where I actually interviewed you for Network Marketer of the Year. And again, it was a great opportunity for me. But more importantly, I'm so excited with all the craziness you've been doing. I mean, you are a man who has created more seven-figure, eight-figure businesses in so many different industries that I'm just super, super excited to have you here. So let's kind of just dive right in. I know you're real passionate about everything from your Self-Made Man podcast, a lot of the hydroponics and things. Tell me, as far as right now, give people some background as far as what excites you these days? What are you most passionate about?
Yeah, well, you know, I got my start in the network marketing industry years and years ago, and I retired from that in 2010. And, you know, dove into the next topic or subject that I was really passionate about, which was learning finance and investing. Had a business there that was very successful for about 4 or 5 years. And about a year and a half ago, I decided that I wanted to move into a third venture in another completely new industry once again, around a passion of mine right now that I'm very much into, which is clean, healthy food. And so I have a six-year-old, and his mom and I have really focused on raising him in a healthy environment. We live right across the street, you know, from Whole Foods in downtown Austin. And we fed him, you know, organic green smoothies and farmer's market goat's milk, you know, since he was a baby. So one of the things that you realize very quickly when you attempt to do something like that is that it is unbelievably expensive to simply try to eat food that is not covered in poison, which is it kind of blows my mind. But, you know, after coming to the realization that the vast majority of people out there in middle America today simply cannot afford to eat food that is just clean and not, again, covered in poison, I thought that was absolutely ridiculous and that was not acceptable and that needed to change. And so that became my passion project. And so about 2 years ago, I started diving into that world, and I started looking at different technologies when it comes to agriculture and hydroponics and what's going on in that world today. There was a huge deficit in that industry. There were one or two products that worked, but they were a huge pain in the ass to use. It was, you know, frankly, akin to taking care of a fish tank. You know, it wasn't easy and it wasn't practical and it wasn't pretty. And it, you know, for those reasons was not going to ever go mainstream. And so, I really took it upon myself to solve that problem. I saw a huge opportunity there. And so for the last year and a half, we've been working with one of the top industrial design firms in Silicon Valley to build a fully automated hydroponic garden, if you will, for your home. That'll produce about $4,000 a year in food for around $400 a year in run cost. So we get rid of the farm, we get rid of the 18-wheelers, the trucks, the pesticides, the pollution, the water waste, the retailer, the wholesaler, and every single person in between, and it literally starts and ends in your kitchen. So that's what I've been up to, and then Self-Made Man. In addition to that, the e-learning company that is based around that and the podcast has been what has funded the multiple seven figures, you know, required to develop the hydro business over the last couple of years.
Mike, I think that is so awesome. I've followed you for years, and your man is super, super passionate about what you do. And when you go in, you go all in. And I thought it was really cool. I remember when you launched the hydroponics and Self-Made Man and the whole idea behind basically creating Self-Made Man to help, obviously, help that niche as far as men, but also to use the proceeds of that to really go for your passion with hydroponics. I think that's just super, super cool.
Yeah, you know, developing a physical product, especially, you know, a high-tech one like this, I've never done it before, but I've developed, as you guys have over on your end, software platforms before. And, you know, you quickly learn the meaning of the rule of 3X, which is that it's going to cost you three times more than you thought, and it's going to take three times longer. And I knew that that was going to apply to hardware as well. And the last thing that you want to do is put all your chips on the table and go all in only to, you know, have half of what you're going to need to get it across the finish line, because then you've put yourself in a real hole. And so I knew that from day one I would need a cash flow engine, and I've actually talked about this completely openly and transparently on my blog, where I remember 2 years ago I put up like a 10-page blog post on, here is my plan on how I'm going to bring this to life. Here's everything that I'm going to do. I need to make, you know, I need to build a business that's producing around $6 million a year in gross revenue that will equal, you know, $2.5 or $3 million in profit. Out of that money, you know, this portion's going to the hydro development and whatsoever. And I literally just put my entire blueprint out there for everyone to read. And I've just been executing on that over the last 2 years. And you know, we've made a lot of progress. Podcast has been doing really well. And yeah, so that's been the plan so far, and it's been working.
I think that's awesome. I know a lot of people struggle with the whole idea as far as podcasts being a revenue source. If you don't mind, take us kind of through as far as how is Self-Made Man actually creating a financial engine to fund your hydroponics business?
Well, it's interesting. It isn't. I don't make a dime from the podcast. I don't put advertisements on it. I don't promote anything on it. It literally costs me a couple $1,000s a month between editing and, you know, things like that. So the podcast exists as a mechanism to provide value to my existing audience on a weekly, regular basis. So, you know, that's a part of every really good, stable business that has longevity in mind, is that you've got to build a relationship with your customer base and with your community and with your audience. And for me, a podcast was a really efficient way to do that. Primarily because I'm not the one creating the content. I'm simply the host, right? So every week I have someone come on just like you do, who's got a ton of value to deliver. They deliver all of the content. I share that with my audience, and you know, it's a really great way to do that. From a monetization standpoint, you know, unless you're doing at least 1 million downloads a month, there's just no money in it, no meaningful money, at least in my eyes. And so I have chosen to really put the relationship first and the experience first, and to just not have any ads. You know, the Self-Made Man podcast gets about 100,000 downloads a month right now. And if I were to try and monetize that, I would probably make, you know, $2,000 to $3,000 a month, which just doesn't do me any good, right? So so I have used it to strictly deliver value to my audience. Now, on the flip side, we do have two or three courses that I've produced over the last 2 years on different areas of marketing, list building, writing and producing sales webinars and video sales letters. And then we have the Self-Made Man Society, which is our membership community. And those we advertise every single day and sell those products every single day, you know, specifically through Facebook. And that's really the financial engine. And we, you know, generate anywhere from 400 to 600 email opt-ins a day through those promotions. And out of those, you know, we'll get a handful of customers, but, you know, on day one, but the rest I want to build a relationship with. And so the podcast each week and a new episode going out is the way that I've done that.
I love that. We're obviously trying to kind of copy that same model. Obviously, we don't make any money off of Funnel Hacker Radio podcast here. But the idea for us is to provide as much content and value as we possibly can to our users, who then hopefully in turn will obviously use ClickFunnels to accomplish a lot of what our wonderful guests like you are basically telling them to do. So I appreciate that a ton.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I listened to Russell's, you know, the name of it is what, In His Car, something.
Marketing In Your Car.
Yeah. I mean, I've listened to dozens and dozens of episodes of that. And every time I go to the gym, I just, you know, hit it. And they're usually 7, 8, 9, 10 minutes a piece. And I'll go through a couple of them. And it's great.
Yeah, I think it's amazing. I think one of the things I found is we've talked to a lot of people is the importance of creating content and value to your users. You've always done an amazing job, Mike, of being able to go out and provide massive value to people first. And then in turn, obviously, they shower you with buying your courses and everything else. And I think too often, a lot of people I know, as I'm speaking with entrepreneurs or people who are trying to get into business, they're always trying to make that first buck first, without realizing the importance of the value aspect. And I've just loved what you've done on that.
Well, it's interesting. It's interesting. I have two feelings on that. I try to do the opposite of that, meaning the marketing pieces and the funnels that I produce, I am going for the sale right then and there today. And so when we're advertising, our primary product right now is sold through a webinar. So when we're advertising that webinar every single day and people are registering to attend that webinar, that evening, I'm going for, frankly, a $1,500 sale on cold traffic. So it's a big ask, but I found that a key to success in actually making that happen is to pack your sales presentation with value and content. And so my sales pieces are not very salesy. They're very much oriented around teaching people something. You know, I've felt that if you use your sales opportunity to teach them something and provide value right then and there and demonstrate your expertise and what you can provide them, that, you know, you've done 90% of the work at that point. Now all you have to do is make a really great irresistible offer and take away the risk for them. So, you know, that's something I absolutely recommend is go for the sale, and you've got to make money back on your ad spend. You know, I have never, ever, I'm like you guys, Russell and I have talked about this in, you know, the lessons that we've done together, is neither of us have ever been willing to go negative on ad spend in order to acquire a customer, right? Meaning we're willing to spend $100, you know, $200, $300 a day to acquire a single customer, as long as we're making back $300 a day to acquire that customer. And so for me, you know, it's really important that your funnel does convert and that you can acquire money right there on the front end. And then everything after that is just, you know, value maximization, essentially. And that comes as a result of delivering on your promise and meeting or exceeding expectations on their first purchase, right? If they buy your first product and they're not happy with it, they're not buying your second one. So, you know, that really, I think, is the key to building a hugely profitable business is you've got to have repeat customers and repeat buyers. And thankfully, I've been, I've kept that in mind, and I've had customers for the last 10 years who've literally bought every single product that I've ever put out. So that, from a long-term perspective, is unbelievably important.
I love that. No, we are, as you mentioned, we're huge advocates of making sure that at least break-even funnels and making money on the back end. It's always amazing to me as a SaaS company. We get asked all the time, so, you know, how many months are you willing to go out before you actually make money? And we're like, it just blows my mind. I'm like, I was actually talking with a couple of investors not too long ago who were saying, gosh, you know what? Most of the SaaS companies we talk to, it's about a 3 or 4 month before they break even. I'm like, we just, you know, we've funded everything. We are so anti-VC that since we've funded everything ourselves, it's one of those things where we don't have that luxury, I guess. And since we don't have that luxury, it's a matter of saying, all right, so how we can actually make sure we can make money paying for these ads. So I think that's awesome. If you don't mind, Mike, tell me real quick, so kind of describe the funnel for a person if they want to get involved in Self-Made Man Society. What's your advertising on Facebook, from Facebook to a landing page, I assume, for registration to the webinar? Is that the basic model?
Yeah, well, so for the society, it's we're actually just getting started. We're actually launching our funnel for that tomorrow. So,
oh, that's right. That's the one with Russell.
Yeah. So, you know, I launched it a year ago to my list, and we had a few thousand people join. And essentially, the offer was set up as a $1 trial for 14 days. And then after that period, it's $47 a month. And so everyone has to sign up for the $1 trial. It's all you're paying for in the beginning. As soon as you complete that transaction, you're offered an opportunity to take an annual membership at $297, which, you know, I believe at 47 a month times 12, that comes out to like $600. So you're saving around 50%. And we would have 1 in 4 or 1 in 5 people who took the dollar trial would take us up out on that upsell. And that would give us an initial customer value of around $80-something. And so, you know, essentially I'd tell the advertising team, hey, go out and get as many $1 trials as you can for up to $80 a piece. And so I would sacrifice that annual member and that revenue in order to essentially get 3 monthly continuity members for free, right? So 4 people signed up. I'd spend $300 to get those 4 people. One of them would take the annual. All that money's gone. But I've now got three monthly members at 47, essentially at no cost. So that's that's the model that we played around with. We actually I launched it to the list. We played around with that model in that same sales video with cold traffic, which it was never meant for. It was just meant for my audience. And we advertised that model for a month or two, and we got up to around 10 to 15 trials a day. But any more than that, we would bust out of and pass that $80 acquisition level. And so we just put it on pause, and I was like, hey, we've got to rework this for, you know, the cold market. So that's what we've been in the process, doing for the last month or two, writing copy and all of that fun stuff. But, if you were going to start from scratch, the biggest lesson that I've learned personally over the last 2 years is, you know, when I left my last company, I essentially had to start over from scratch. I didn't have a single product to sell. I had my audience. I had my list, and that was it. Like, I had nothing, no ebooks, no courses, no nothing. And so I had to figure out, okay, how do I, in as little amount of time as possible, get up to at least $100,000 to $200,000 a month in revenue? And it's just me. I don't have a team. I don't have anything. So, the traditional wisdom is you start at the top of your funnel with a low cost front end tripwire, a product, whatever it may be. And then you have your ascension right into mid-price level and then high-end level and et cetera, et cetera. And that sounds great, but the problem is that it would take a year to build out all of that. One back-end product for me takes me 3 or 4 months to make the content. So I didn't really have that luxury. I needed to produce an income within 45 days. And so I decided that, I'll go backwards. I'll start with a high-ticket product. And the thinking around that is that if you're selling a product for $1,000, $1,500, $2,000 or more, all you've got to do is get 2 or 3 customers a day at that price point to make a 6-figure-a-month income, for the most part. And I guess my math is off on that one a little bit, but, a really good income, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a month. And the nice part about it is when you're at a price point like that, it gives you so much padding to spend a ton of money to acquire a customer, but still have some left over for profit. And that's not the case with a traditional low-cost front end, $37, $47 ebook or whatever it may be. You're going to spend 100% of that money acquiring that customer, and then you're still broke. So for me, I had the time to build out one course. So I decided to build an unbelievably extensive, step-by-step list building course, which is what has provided the most value for me and my companies over the last 10 years is building that email list and that audience. And so I put together a sales webinar for that, which is automated. It runs on EverWebinar. And I produced that about a year and a half ago. We uploaded the webinar. We started testing it with traffic. And, lo and behold, it converted at an unbelievably great rate. And on average today, we spend about $3,000 a day on Facebook ads. And in return for that, we make 12 to 15 grand a day back in sales. So 400 to 500% return on our ad spend from that one single product. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. And I haven't had to touch it in a year and a half. Like, I haven't had to do anything, which from a time perspective is super, super important. One of the strategic decisions that I had to think about and that I wrote in that blog post 2 years ago is that, hey, I've got to focus on the hydro business as well. I don't have time to do both. So whatever I do on the e-commerce, media side, I have to create assets that I build once and that continue to generate revenue for years and that I never have to touch again. And so everything that I've created has really had that in mind. And so starting backwards and starting at a high-dollar product that gives you that padding and that ability to go out and buy traffic, buy attention, and buy customers and still leave you with $1,000, per sale in profit, for me is exactly – it's just worked out perfectly and what I would highly recommend to a lot of people.
I think that's fantastic. We actually just finished our 2 weeks long of our mastermind here in Boise, and it was interesting to see how many of the people actually had – really kind of reverted to that as the fuel that kind of drives that whole engine. A lot of times people think, I got to start with a tripwire or this free offer, and then I'm going to advance them up up this, you know, sales ladder of ascension. And it just doesn't, for when you're trying to generate cash flow, which a lot of people are always out there trying to do, if you've got the type of content that can justify the price point and the value for that $999 to $1,500, $2,000 as a, in a webinar, is just awesome, awesome opportunity. So I love seeing that that's really what you found to fuel your business and also the hydroponics business. That's a very, very cool idea.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know if you guys have noticed the same thing. I would love to get your insight or Russell's insight on this. But over the last couple of years specifically, I have personally found it unbelievably difficult to put together a low-cost front-end offer that converts really well. I have not been able to do it. I've attempted two or three or four times, and the most we've ever been able to really scale up to was about 30 to 40 customers a day, you know, for a front end low dollar product. And that used to not be the case years ago. And I don't know if it's just me or if my assumption is correct that the market, for the most part, people are super jaded. And they don't want to see the salesy stuff. And so it can take a longer time to warm people up. Unless you do have them on a webinar for an hour and a half and you really have the time to make your case and to build a relationship and to, you know, make a good offer. So, yeah, I'm curious to see if it's just been me and my offers or if it's been the market and if others have experienced that also.
It's funny. We actually were talking about that this last week, and I would agree with you that the market has definitely gotten much more jaded and skeptical. You know, we always talk about how it's the hardest dollar to get out of someone is that first dollar. And I think that one of the things we've seen for us as far as even building ClickFunnels, Mike, as you're probably already aware of, is we really built ClickFunnels with a webinar. I mean, that has been our primary source. I mean, our webinar that Russell's done with our joint venture partners that we've now automated as well, that has been the fuel, it's been the juice, it's been exactly what we've used to build ClickFunnels. We have on our front end to try to, you know, bring people in. We've done real well with Russell's book, the .com Secrets book, free plus shipping offer. You know, we typically, it's on that right now, we can spend up to about $30 per book. It's kind of our break even there. And then the other thing we've seen, actually, a lot of our affiliates are pushing right now is the perfect webinar script. And on that one there, we actually are seeing, we can spend, you know, aside from paying out affiliates and stuff, almost up to $40, $45 just because of when a person gets real serious about their business, they really want to do exactly what you said, and that is create a webinar. And so our perfect webinar script's been great for us as far as converting. And obviously, all those are front ends to get them into our webinar. And I think it's been great for us.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny you use the word jaded. That's the word that I was going to use as well. And I edited myself a little bit, but that's exactly what you know, I've experienced also. So for, you know, our society funnel that I've been building out, all you can do is split test it and try and see what happens. So I have no idea if this is going to work. But following my own advice, where I think it's more important than ever to be as transparent and authentic as you possibly can to overcome that skepticism and jadedness. For me, that's the only remedy that I can think of, especially if you're going for a sale right then and there and you're not going to try and warm someone up with free content for a month, right?
Right.
So, you know, so what we're essentially going to test is in the society, we put out an hour and a half long lesson, video lesson every month. Really high production value quality. And we went out to Boise and filmed one with Russell on funnels. And so we're going to be giving away, you know, that lesson for free, you know, via opt-in. So you opt in, you get the full entire 77 minute lesson for free that, you know, a lot of our members have paid for. And as you're watching that lesson on the next page, you know, at some point within it, 10, 15, 20 minutes in it, I'll have a written sales letter that pops up below that delivers even more value and say, hey, in addition to what you're learning above with Russell, here's some other items that I want you to know about as well that will really serve you and your business. And by the way, if you're getting a lot of value, you know, for this, we'd love to have you join the society. And we, you know, have a group of mentoring students that we mentor for an entire year. And we'll split test a couple of different price points, but it's going to be something really, really low, like $97 for the entire year or something like that. And I'm hoping that will convert. I'm hoping that will really work well because, you know, if you have a monthly membership business of some kind and you're producing, you know, a nice polished lesson on a specific topic, you can then take that out into, you know, multiple topics and niches, right? So we've got 11 more lessons besides Russell's that we can then go out and turn into capture pages and give away one in each niche to acquire leads and then turn those people into members. So that's the plan. We'll try it again. You never know what's going to work until you test it out and, you know, test headlines and pricing and all of that stuff. So it'll take a couple of months to figure out, but, that's the conclusion that I have come to at this point.
Oh, Mike, that's awesome. Well, Mike, I really, really appreciate, your time today. I've value your time and I want to make sure, you're able to get off to do everything else you need to do today. But tell me as we start kind of wrapping things up here, Mike, is there anything specifically you want to make sure our users know about you or how they can get in contact with you? Or I'm sure we probably need to talk about how we can actually help you guys promote even the video with Russell here pretty quick. But
yeah, no worries. You know, I would just go to MikeDiller.com. That's my homepage with everything that I've got going on. And you can jump on my email list there and get the podcast episodes that we put out each week for free. We've had some amazing guests, you know, Tony Robbins, Damon John. We just had Chris Sacca from Shark Tank on last week, Kevin Harrington. Mike Rowe was an amazing episode. And it's not just business. In fact, we talk about everything from health and fitness to family and raising kids and marriage and relationships and selling your company and, you know, all kinds of cool stuff. So, you know, that would be it. I would say that'd be an awesome way to get to know what we're up to and to get a lot of value. And obviously we'd love your support of the show if you enjoy it.
So again, guys, it's MikeDiller.com. The links will be down in the show notes as well. And then also Self-Made Man is his podcast, so selfmademan.com. Mike, greatly, greatly appreciate your time today. Looking real forward to seeing how things convert for you with Russell's video and stuff tomorrow or in the next week here. And again, thanks so much for taking the time today, bud. We'll talk to you real soon.
Awesome, Dave. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast. If you'd like to be notified anytime we release a new episode, just subscribe over at funnelhackerradio.com. In addition to that, we'd love to send you a free gift. You can find that free gift at funnelhackerradio.com/free trial. One last thing is we love giving away cars. So if you'd like access to a free dream car, all you have to do is go to funnelhackerradio.com/dream car and you'll get all the details. Thanks again for listening.